rocked all three of her performances so far on The Voice Kids, but let's have a look at a day in the real life of Missy Hornbuckle. That's right. The alarm clock just went off at 3:30 in the morning. That's when Missy starts her chores on the family farm. Before leaving for school at 6:15, she'll clean out three horse stalls, water and feed the pigs, and muck the goat barn. Trust me, you don't want to know what mucking means. From Yorba Linda, California, Lindy Smith returns to Jeopardy! Teen Tournament with $32,000 in winnings so far. Brian Roberts returns from Winslow, Arizona with $11,000 in earnings. And Jefferson Clark joins us for the first time from Birmingham, Alabama. The scars on Jennifer's arms weren't directly inflicted by someone else, but they might as well have been. Cutting and other forms of self-harm are common among the victims of bullying and reflect the deep psychological trauma that comes with constant torment and harassment. Bethany had never shot a lobster before, and it was pretty gross.
Ew, that is so gross.
The claws and knuckles are bad enough, but as she got started on the tail, she began to realize that lobsters aren't cute and cuddly like the stuffed ones they sell in toy stores. They're overgrown bugs. And their guts, ew, are very, very green. The parents seemed more scared of the old farmhouse than the kids. With the Tyler twins soundly asleep in their tent in the old living room, Mr. and Mrs. Tyler were nervously pacing in the moonlit hallway, too jittery to go to bed. The constant clawing sound coming from outside might just be a raccoon. But what if it wasn't?